Letter 1595 in volume 6 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the 26th day of year, Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Baruch HaVishalem, the Rebbe is addressing it to a woman. The Rebbe said, I have received, this is a letter in Yiddish, I received your letter in which you write that you are engaged, you're a kala, and mentions the name of who her chassan is, and you're asking for a blessing that it should be b'shal teva mutzlachas and a good and a successful time. You also write that you come from a non-Hasidic family, and you are not knowledgeable in many of the matters that you need to know, but you will try to learn that which is possible beforehand through our presently new relatives. So the relatives will teach her about the traditions. So the Rebbe says, I was happy to read everything that you write in your letter. And I bless you and your chosen. May you live that we live that you should set the chasana in a good time, and it should be in a happy hour, and you should build a house in Israel on the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs, as explained in the teaching of Chassidus, in the path of Chassidus, and in the custom of Chassidus. This that you write, that you come from a non-Hasidic family, that should not scare you. Don't be scared. Because based on the expression of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, that Hasidus is something which is for Jewish people in general. And he wrote it, and he also gave it over in such a way so that every man, woman, should be able to reach it and as able to run their daily life based on the instructions from the teaching of Chassidus. The only thing you need to have a desire, and then Hashem, blessed Hashem, shows, directs the ways and gives the possibilities to realize that in life. I'm sure that you know that during Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, which is about to be celebrated, the Medrash relates that Blessed Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that first he should relate it to the women. This is a instruction for many matters by the Jewish people, especially when you're going to build a home, whether it's an individual home or a general home. There is a responsibility upon the women. They are the akeres habayis, the mainstay of the house, the main of the house. And as we see very vividly, practically, that the conduct of the house and, of course, the education of the sons and the daughters, and even the conduct of the husband, hinges on the wife. So therefore, the women need to know the responsibility which is upon them. And they can also be certain that since this is expected by Hashem from them, so Hashem, blessed He, gives the possibility and the necessary power, strength, to bring this into the daily life. May Hashem, blessed, help you that you should set up your house and lead it as mentioned above, and that you should have a happy Yom Tov Shavuos, and then later on in continuing throughout the year in a life of Torah and mitzvahs. This is in the name of the Rebbe, the maskir, that's the attendant, the one who saw Israel letter.